Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, from the Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations all across America. And thank you to all the stations that are carrying us. And we'll have some news in the not-too-distant future about some more new affiliates. By the way, you can also hear us on AM 1000 down there in the Caribbean, in San Juan, Puerto Rico, in the U.S. Virgin Islands, and on the western part of the Bahamas. And thank you very much for carrying us, and thank you very much to all the ships at sea and whatnot down that way too. By the way, also, you can hear us all over the internet too, various different ways of streaming, and we've got people listening to us right now that are in Germany, let's see, United Kingdom, France. Here's one, Spain, Portugal. Oh, these are mostly, I bet that these are military bases. Italy. Okay, so the military folks, and by the way, we always give a special shout out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world too via the satellite. And to all of our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, including the rollback drivers. I did that for flip. We want to thank them very much for everything that they're doing. Everybody that's doing whatever they're doing, however they're doing it, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. All right, it's a chilly morning. Flip was letting me know how cold it is over there in MacDill Air Force Base. Yep, I'm aware of that, Flip, but you forgot to mention the wind in there. You put the wind in there, it's down in the 30s. And I mean, it's chilly. So there you go. Now, let's say the pledge and get rolling. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And on this program, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we will not let you forget that. Now, certainly, the discussion of the day is going to be the impeachment, and, oh, they've got the president, oh, my God, what are we going to do, and all the senators go, blah. Cut the crap, folks. Wake up. And by the way, you really want to know what's going on out there? Take a look in the Democrats' own backyard and some of the fools that are going to emerge now as people that are going to be on things like, oh, gosh, the chairman of the Rules Committee? The chairman of the Impeachment Rules Committee? Do you know who it is? It's Al C. Hastings, the congressman from South Florida, who was impeached years ago, impeached as a judge in the state of Florida for corruption. For corruption. They found him guilty. He did not go to jail. He should have. He did not go to jail. But guess what? He is now the chairman of the House Impeachment Rules Committee. And he himself is now under investigation again by the House Ethics Committee, because he paid his girlfriend twice as much as he paid his chief of staff to be on his team. Don't think there's a little nepotism going on there? I'll repeat that. He's being investigated for paying his girlfriend, who doesn't even show up to go to work, But she's getting twice as much money as his chief of staff, Elsie Hastings. So he's up to his eyeballs in alligators again. Or should I say still? Because these Democrats, some people call them demon rats. I know Jeff, my buddy, calls them demon rats. But these Democrats, they wrote the book on corruption. And I hate to tell you this, folks, but they're the ones that have changed the game when it comes to impeachment. And the things that they have done now have opened the door to all kinds of nonsense. Now listen to what Steve Scalise had to say yesterday.
Madam Speaker, I raise a point of order against H.R.S. 767 for failure.
The gentleman's point of order.
I raise this point of order for failure to disclose the waiver clause 2J1 of Rule 11 pursuant to Clause 6G of Rule 13, which requires the Rules Committee to specify their report any waiver of a point of order against a measure under consideration. And, Madam Speaker, this underlying resolution violates Clause 2J1 of Rule 11, which entitles the minority of the committee to have the ability to call witnesses to testify during at least one day of a hearing on any given measure. This was not afforded to the Judiciary Committee minority members during consideration of the articles of impeachment, despite numerous requests by the minority's members. Therefore, I raise a point of order against consideration of the rule and the underlying resolution for the violation of minority rights and the denial of this evidence to be put into the record and for this hearing, which the House rules require, which was not complied with and was denied.
Oops. He's right. What he said, he's right. Clause 2J, paragraph 1 of Rule 6, which entitles a minority of the committee to have the ability to call witnesses and testify during at least one day of the hearing on any given measure. He's right. He's absolutely right. But they rewrote the rules. That's what he's not telling you. And somewhere along the line, there has to be some checks and balances, you would think. Again, if this were a regular court of law, you would have judges, Supreme Court judges in states, because it would start probably at the state level first, or you would have federal judges, federal appeals judges, or even the Supreme Court that would make the decision on this. But because it's the Congress, and because it's their football, and because they own things, they can determine the rules any way they want, and nobody can touch them. You know why? They're exempt. Think about that as we go to break and come right back. Kathy Curtis is going to give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Mike Gallagher's down in Palm Beach today for Charlie Kirk and Company down there with their big convention they got. They're gathering with the Salem crew. The network crew will be down there. Mike will be there. Sebastian Gorka will be there. I think those are the only two guys that are broadcasting from there today. But anyway, and my chief engineer, Robert Haley's down there. So good morning to you, Robert. He's probably up right now stringing wire, if I know him. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, keep in mind, Relief Factor is a product that I take, and I've taken it now for 3 years and 9 months. So I'm telling you what it's done for me and what it's done for other people I know of. And this is stuff that I can personally attest to because it worked for me when I got on the 1995 3-week quick start 3 years and 9 months ago. Within 2 weeks, it was working for me, and it worked fine, and I've been on it ever since. Now, I shook the habit and got rid of some prescription drugs named Mobic and Flexeril because it was giving me some side effects, and I chose to go the all-natural way, which is what Relief Factor is. It reduces the swelling in my ankles because I have bad ankles, especially the one that was surgically replaced. I have a replacement ankle in my right foot. And also with the arthritis I've got from all the different fractures I've had over the years due to the injuries I've received not only in the military but also in the fire service, I have arthritis, and that's what happens later on down in life. So to take care of that, I got onto Relief Factor. Now, let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 1995 3-week quick start right away to see what it'll do for you. Because a lot of people, including myself, found relief in just a couple of weeks of use, and then the transition was made, and boom, away we went, and it's been working fine ever since. Now, according to Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that own Relief Factor up there in Seattle, Washington, they tell me that of the people that order on this show, 80% of them stay with the program. 80% of them stay with the program. And that's a pretty high percentage because they're finding that it's working. And again, I'm not telling you anything that's not true. I'm not going to make up a story. It's not what I do, because when I give you my word as to something that works for me, and that's exactly what I mean. So I want you to go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and take a look at the 1995 3-week quick start. There's a little video in there. couple minutes long that you can look at. It'll tell you all about the product, and then you can order it right afterwards. So relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. After all, what do you got to lose but pain, right? To me, that's a pretty good deal right there. Now, Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the House Democrats are about to go down in history. Their legacy is going to be sealed with the unfair, hyper-partisan impeachment vote that's unprecedented for all the wrong reasons. Now, not only is this going to cost them the House of Representatives, in my opinion, it's going to cost them more seats in the United States Senate. It's going to cost them some governorships. It's going to cost them some state legislatures, some county legislatures, some local positions, because the president, Donald Trump's numbers will continue to go up. You'll see the polling numbers. You'll see the polling numbers go up again, up 9 points in some polls over the last couple of weeks. But you'll see them go up again, and they're going to stay up because the American people know that Donald Trump got railroaded. They know that he did not commit a crime. That's not what he's being charged with in the impeachment charges. It's not criminal. And House Democrats even agree. Their articles of impeachment against him do not claim a single criminal offense. For the first time in history, a president was impeached for solely political reasons. Even though they say no, it's obvious. And also for the first time ever, an American president was impeached without any votes from the minority party. A couple of Democrats joined in with the Republicans, and a couple of Democrats abstained, including Tulsi Gabbard, who caught hell from AOC for voting present, I guess is what she did. And the Pelosi Schiff blitz is going to go down in history as the fastest impeachment in U.S. history. Why the rush with all this? Well, it's because public support has dropped steadily throughout the process, down 9 points in the last 2 weeks. Most Americans now are against it, even in the Democratic polls that have come out, the latest poll being the USA Today poll. The American people do not support this. And a Quinnipiac poll came out, and the people that supported it versus the people that didn't, it was plus 20 in favor of the ones that did not support this, that did not want this to go through. Democrats can't afford to let this continue, and they can't stop it. They've created a monster, and that monster is going to come back to bite them squarely in their butts. They are going to lose big time in November. And I don't care who they run for president. And if House Democrats are remembered for anything else, it'll be their rank hypocrisy, obvious political double standards that right now tend to get lost in the moment, especially with a Democratic-friendly media helping the cause, trying to make things better and soothe the pain. Ain't going to happen. History will judge them harshly. Mark my words. Because remember during the Clinton impeachment, Jerry Nadler? Have you seen the clips, the videos of him, Democrat from New York, now the chairman of the powerful House Judiciary Committee? Well, he warned that a partisan impeachment would be illegitimate. He said such a ploy would, quote, call into question the very legitimacy of our political institutions. He even went so far as to lambast an impeachment attempt that didn't have the legitimacy of a natural consensus, such as a partisan coup d'etat, which is exactly what this is right now by the Democrats. And Americans have already delivered their verdict, because a brand new Gallup poll finds that support for impeachment and removal has dropped 6 points. Now there's more people that favor no impeachment versus what they're doing right now. And other polls corroborate it. Recent ones from USA Today, Quinnipiac, show that the majority of Americans oppose impeaching and removing President Donald Trump from office. Now, he's not going to get removed from office, even though he did get impeached. That just isn't going to happen. The Senate is not going to allow that to happen. It just isn't. As a matter of fact, between Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell, they may shut it down at the doorway, so to speak, when he comes in. And at town halls across America, constituents are demanding that House Democrats stop with the impeachment nonsense and focus on the real issues facing our country. What we, the people, need to have done, and it's not impeachment. It should be obvious as it is to everyone outside the Beltway Swamp. Americans are sick of Washington's never-ending partisan circus. They're tired of the excuses for obstructionism and inaction. They aren't buying the phony, sanctimonious lip service to our Constitution and founding ideals from career politicians who never bother to defend it, even when it counts. And Americans also know that House Democrats will go silent the moment they're confronted with the swamp's own corruption, which is coming, whether it be from the FBI officials who used false information to spy in the Trump campaign, or from Democrats' own family members who got rich off conflicts of interest in Ukraine. Jeez, I wonder who that could be. So think about this for a minute. Instead of listening to Americans and helping make Washington better, Democrats have ignored them. The left sought impeachment from day one. 19 minutes after the president was sworn in, back in 2017, the Washington Post put out an article stating that the impeachment has now begun. Now, they've led the impeachment theory since day number one of the presidency. They've chased conspiracy theories to discredit the voices of 63 million Americans. It's not worked. They've called President Trump illegitimate and not my president. It's not worked. They've turned the most sacred power of Congress into a political weapon. It's not worked. And they've made it clear democracy only counts if they win. And that's not going to happen. They shot themselves in both feet with this. And unfortunately for them, they can't patch the bleeding. They can't stop the bleeding that's going on right now. And that's a good thing for us, a bad thing for them. But remember, we got to be in this to win it. We've all got to be on the same team. There can't be any bickering back and forth. Well, this guy does it, this, that. You're either for President Trump or against President Trump. There is no in-between. There is no in-between. And there is no third-party candidate that's got a ranch chance and you know what to beat anybody. So forget that idea. Unless you just want to waste your vote. But I'll be back. First Military and Veterans News segment coming right up. I got down off my soapbox. All right, this is the Captain's America Third Watch. We are coming right back, and Kathy Curtis is going to tell you how to reach us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You're listening to an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Bernie Sanders will swing through North Carolina, Virginia, and Massachusetts in the next 3 days. Elizabeth Warren will make stops in Texas and Arkansas. Amy Klobuchar will be in Tennessee and Virginia. The South Carolina primary is just 2 days away, but the race is going national as candidates pivots to the 14 states that vote on Tuesday. New York billionaire Mike Bloomberg has sought to bypass the traditional early voting states, including South Carolina, to focus exclusively on the Super Tuesday states. Health officials are continuing to work to contain cases of COVID-19, also known as the coronavirus, that originated in China. More than 81,000 people have been sickened, and at least 2,798 have died of the coronavirus since the start of January, with only one confirmed case and no deaths in the United States. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is an encore presentation of the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment, brought to you as always by the National Aviation Academy. Now, in hour number four this morning, we'll have Bo Browning here from the National Aviation Academy. So get your questions over to me, whatever you want to ask. And no question is a bad question. So whatever you want to ask him, he'll answer the questions for you. Now, the National Aviation Academy coming up right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind that the National Aviation Academy has got two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., which is right outside Boston, and the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. They've got a hangar facility at the Clearwater St. Pete Airport, and they actually work on aircraft right there. And then, of course, they've got the classroom setting at Ulmerton and US 19. Now, what I would like to suggest to you is that you go look at them online at the website naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Now, once you do that, give them a call at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. 2080 and schedule a tour of one of their facilities, either the one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, or the one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Take the tour. Find out what they're all about. Find out about the financial alternatives they have, because if you're post 9/11, your GI Bill will more than likely cover you because you haven't used your benefits yet. And if you're pre 9/11, you may or may not have benefits available. You may have used them all up, don't know. But then that's when you get into the student loan process, and of course you can, all qualified candidates can get a student loan. So there you go. Now, NAA.edu or the phone number 800-659-2080, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide open for you. Now, Congress has approved a compromise defense policy bill that creates a new space force in exchange for establishing paid parental leave for federal workers as part of the $738 billion for the Pentagon in 2020. Not a bad deal if you can get it, right? So we'll see how that works out, because we'll be hearing all about that in the days and weeks to come, I am sure, especially since it involves not only my home state, Florida, but also involves places like Texas and maybe even Georgia. Now, U.S. lawmakers of both parties are pressuring the White House to extend the last remaining restraints on the U.S. and Russian nuclear weapons deployments by demanding intelligence assets on the costs of allowing the new START treaty to lapse, the new START treaty. Also, Seoul, Korea, and the United States failed to reach an agreement over Seoul's contribution towards hosting some 28,500 U.S. troops, ending days of talks that will be the last before their existing deal expires on December 31st. So there'll be no deal after December 31st in South Korea. What happens next? We'll just have to see. And the massive federal funding bill, which was passed, would require Veterans Affairs leaders to reveal whether or not they plan to add new diseases to the Agent Orange presumptive conditions list. Because during the course of Agent Orange and finding out what we found out about it, to the guys that contracted it in Vietnam, and you'd be surprised if you haven't been checked, you should go get yourself checked, because you might get the big old C word tossed at you, and you need to get at it as soon as you can, otherwise it's not a good thing. But check them out, Vietnam veterans, check them out, see what they can do for you. Now, the Navy Times put out a story about our little shooter at the Naval Air Station, Pensacola, because questions are mounting on how the Saudi gunman bought his murder weapon. Now, when he applied for his hunting license earlier this year, Saudi Air Force Second Lieutenant Mohammed Ashirani gave the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission the address for an aviation training command on Naval Air Station Clearwater. Not a problem. The only problem was he shouldn't have had the gun to begin with. But there was this loophole they found allowing people with hunting licenses to obtain a weapon, and in particular the ones that got preference down here were the ones from Canada. Now, I haven't heard any more discussion about this, but my sources were telling me that this suspect had originally come into the United States via Canada, and at one time or another had bought a hunting license in Canada, which is how he was eligible to get a weapon down here, even though he was not an American citizen. And it makes no sense. He's not a member of the American military. Why is he carrying a gun on one of our bases in the United States? If anybody should be carrying, it should be our security people. Now, Pacific Air Force's commander, General Charles Brown, is predicting that North Korea will conduct a long-range ballistic missile test in the coming weeks, comments that come after North Korea has warned it would send a Christmas gift to the United States. Okay? And whether reckless, a dubious gamble, or a calculated attempt to shift European security policy writ large, French President Emmanuel Macron, his choice words describing NATO's brain death, has made a lasting impression. Unbelievable, huh? By the way, a December 16th airstrike near Djuma, Somalia, killed one member of the Al-Shabaab terrorist organizations, one of the leaders. He was targeted. They got him. That's a good thing. And the Army Corps of Engineers has halted construction on about 175 miles of border wall after a federal judge last week issued an injunction on $3.6 billion in military construction funds the Pentagon had diverted to help put up barriers on the U.S.-Mexican border. So says a spokesman for the Army Corps of Engineers and confirmed by the Military Times newspaper. We'll see what happens there because we need to keep building that wall. We can't dilly-dally around with that. And we told you about the additional 4,000 Afghan interpreters over the weekend. Well, the story came out again yesterday. An additional 4,000 Afghan interpreters who help U.S. troops in Afghanistan say that they will be receiving special immigrant visas thanks to a provision included in the National Defense Authorization Act that the House passed. So there you go. And smoke them if you got them, because troops under 21 will not be allowed to smoke much longer. A plan to ban tobacco sales to anyone under 21 is going to hit the military too. So, guys, when they say the smoking lamp is lit, unless you're overseas in Europe, it may not be lit at all, huh? Till you get off the base. Too bad for that. I know a lot of guys, cigarettes were the way to go. They, you know, that was their only release from the tensions and whatnot they were under. Now, the Afghan papers are in the news again. And I'll make this brief. In 2008, Congress, ostensibly concerned about wasting money in Afghanistan, created the Office of the Special Investigator General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. 5 years ago, SIGAR, which is what it's called, began conducting interviews for several reports on what had gone wrong in the country. Many interviews were kept secret until the Washington Post filed two federal lawsuits and gained access to hundreds of the interviews to the Freedom of Information Act. And now we're finding out what many had suspected, and that was there was graft and corruption going on to a pretty large degree in Afghanistan. Surprise, surprise. Happens all the time when you're given a whole bunch of money and nobody watches you. All right, I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you helped?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I'll keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that.
Alrighty, welcome back to the Truckers Highway
Weather and Bible Report here in the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you don't like the weather an hour before, then you might like this weather this time because things have changed a little bit. We told you that the snow was moving around. The winds are going to change direction up there off the lake. So we got some good news for some people and some bad news for some other people up there off the shores of Lake Erie and Lake Ontario. Now, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Stop on by. Tell them that you heard about it. You heard me talking about them on the Captain's America Third Watch, and get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Now, despite the latest winter storm winding down, heavy lake effect snow is continuing downward of the Great Lakes. Now, this is especially true off Lakes Erie and Ontario, where blizzard warnings from snow, winds, and cold temperatures persist in upstate New York. In particular, right now, we need to pay close attention to the Tug Hill Plateau, because that's where the blizzard warning is right now. The snow has changed directions off the lake. Now, the winds right now are blowing straight out of the west, which means that from about just west of Cleveland, Ohio, all the way across to Buffalo, New York, and inland on the Southern Tier Expressway, the old New York 17, about 50 miles, you've got snow onto the Indian Reservation. Then, to find the snow up on Lake Ontario, you've got to go east of Rochester to the northern part of Oswego County and then up towards Altmar Parish and Williamstown and the Tug Hill Plateau, where on top of the foot or so of snow that they already had, they're going to have 1, 2, or 3 feet more as this blizzard and lake effect snow will continue over the next 24 to 36 hours, so you're not out of the woods there yet. Now, the snow continues up into the northern part of the Adirondacks. If you're going up I-87 up towards Montreal, you're going to be in it north of Lake George, so be aware of that. And way, way, way up in northern Maine, you've got a blizzard warning up there for the tail end of the storm that just came roaring through. Now, there is a clipper that's bringing snow across right now. The mountains of West Virginia, the mountains of Virginia, the mountains of Tennessee, eastern mountains, and the central portion of Tennessee, a light dusting of snow, as well as up into the northwest corner and the mountains of North Carolina right now. Now, we've got some really cold temperatures down here in the southeast tonight, and if you're anywhere south of Tifton, Georgia, all the way down to Ocala, Florida, there is a freeze and frost warnings all the way down through there. So everybody's got their heat turned on tonight, or certainly they're cuddling with extra blankets if they don't have heat. Because some of these homes, remember, down in the south, they do not have heat. And if they don't have an electric space heater or something like that, then it's cold, really cold, where they're living. So now let's take a look here at something else. We need to be concerned about out into Wyoming tonight. We've got some snow out in Wyoming between Cheyenne, Laramie, going up over the top of the rock by the Lincoln Monument there on I-80. And we're also looking at some other stuff as we move across as to what's going on tonight in terms of rain in the Mississippi Valley, Kentucky, Tennessee, on down the line a little bit. And we also have got some additional showers down in the deep south. So keep all of that in mind as we are taking a look at all the different things that are transpiring tonight when it comes to the weather with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Now, the other thing is, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that we've got a big, big, big deal going on right now with this coronavirus. So for the guys and gals that are out there in the highways and byways, keep in mind that it's time to pay attention to, I'd buy some hand sanitizer. I'd be doing all kinds of stuff right now to make sure that I was protecting myself. Washing your hands is an understatement of the year when they talk about that, because California, there's 8,400 people now that have been put into they're being monitored. It's not a quarantine, or at least they're not being told it's a quarantine, but they're being monitored. And God only knows where that's going to go, because we are talking about California. And we've also got some people we found out with the HHS that worked on some of those early airplanes that weren't protected either when they landed in Southern California and Nebraska. They weren't met with the full turnout gear and all that sort of stuff. So anyway, it is what it is. Now, keep in mind here on the program, the Captain's America Third Watch, that we do a lot of discussion back and forth with different folks and whatnot. And joining us right now to talk about this situation I just told you about in California, that we just found out about the fact that we have 8,400 people that are being monitored by the group there in California. And joining us right now, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning, Denise Simon. How are you?
Good morning.
All right. Well, we're going to be playing a little game back and forth. You'll hear me going back and forth here. But 8,400 people in California, according to the California Department of Health, are now being monitored, whatever that means, by California for the coronavirus. What do you know about that?
Well, yeah, the governor, Gavin Newsom, came out with a press conference yesterday and said that, and I think it's because we have this one woman that has tested positive. She has no known connection to anything in China, meaning she had not visited there, nobody that she knows has visited there. I can't figure out where she contracted COVID-19. Don't really know where this 8,400 people came from, except that they say that they arrived into California from Wuhan at some point on commercial flights. Now 33 people have tested positive for the virus. And of those 33, five have moved out of state. That's a very weird, it's a very weird thing. So I think we need to be questioning what's being tracked here and how they're tracking these people, that they found that, five have moved out of state. That's kind of a weird thing, don't you think?
Yeah, I do. And the other thing is that, contrary to public opinion, some fact checks were done about what Joe Biden and Michael Bloomberg said about the lack of preparedness and this, that, and the other from Donald Trump. Fact of the matter is, we have got rapid deployment teams in place from Ebola and HIV debacle from years ago and all that stuff. And they have been working very hard on this. And by the way, when it comes to less money, how about a lot more money's gone into that, including the $2.5 billion that was mentioned?
Well, it's not that there's been a pile more money. What they did, Amy Klobuchar said it, people had to pay attention in the debate, that Trump tried to cut money from CDC. So, people didn't hear tried, because he didn't cut money. In fact, it was in the last spending bill, they cut out some of the House, cut out some of the labs, some of the doctors that work at some of the labs. But Trump did not do that.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Denise Simon and I will be back right after the top of the hour news with our number three of the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. Okay, Kathy Curtis, give him the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's...
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.